here's a story from The World.
Much of the focus along the U.S.-Mexico border has been on the arrival of Central Americans seeking asylum. But many Haitians are also arriving at Mexican border cities, including Tijuana. They're fleeing violence, political instability, and racism, and hoping to seek refuge in the U.S. KPBS reporter Max Rivlin-Nadler reports on the crossroads the Haitian migrants now face.
A community of Haitian migrants has been in Tijuana for nearly a decade, fleeing a devastating earthquake, hurricanes, financial collapse, and now political instability and violence back home as an unpopular president tries to hold on to power. Many Haitians are stuck in Tijuana, fearful that by crossing the U.S. border, they'll be sent right back to Haiti. When a migrant camp was established this February at one of the main ports of entry in Tijuana, just feet from the California border, hundreds of Haitians set up tents, hoping that they would soon be allowed to declare asylum in the U.S. Dorleon Ito was one of them. He'd been living in Tijuana for a year. He said that Haiti is his country and that he loves it, but it wasn't possible to stay there. There were too many criminals with nothing to do. Ito had spent 5 years working in Chile, but the discrimination there was intense. He was trying to get into the U.S., even though he feared possibly being returned to Haiti. He said if the U.S. deports him to Haiti, he wouldn't want to stay there, he said. He has nothing there and fears he could be killed because of growing political violence. But he might not have a chance to seek refuge in the U.S. at all. A rule known as Title 42 bars many asylum seekers from entering the U.S. during the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. Border Patrol has been immediately sending migrants back to Mexico or, in the case of Haitians, flying them back to Haiti. Since the beginning of the Biden administration, more children, families, and single adults have been able to enter the U.S. to seek asylum. But that isn't the case for Haitians. The Biden administration has removed over 1,200 Haitians from the U.S. That's more than during all of Trump's final year in office. Gerline Joseph leads the Haitian Bridge Alliance. It's a nonprofit based in California that advocates for Haitians trying to avoid deportation.
Right now, it's criminal for both the United States and Haiti to agree to send and receive people. When they land in Haiti, those people go in hiding.
Joseph led a group of Haitian Americans to Tijuana last month to connect with the Haitian asylum seekers there to make sure they're safe. They found that many Haitians had left the camp because they felt discriminated against by Central American migrants.
After a couple of weeks, we started seeing some anti-Black sentiments growing within the camp, and then increasing what we have been saying, the vulnerability of Black migrants in Tijuana, in Mexico, the way that they can be targeted, they cannot blend in. The moment they show up, they know they don't belong there.
Christian Nestor is a lawyer who works with Haitian Bridge Alliance. He says many Haitians have also gone broke in Mexico.
A lot of Haitians are stuck here and their workers' authorization has expired, so they don't really have any way to make any money.
He doesn't believe the treatment of Haitians in the U.S. immigration system or the role that the U.S. has played in supporting the current regime in Haiti are a deterrence.
Even with the checkered kind of history, the United States is the land of opportunity and people really want that chance.
Many Haitians have jumped the border fence in recent weeks, willing to risk being returned to Haiti. Asking around the camp last week, Dorleon Ito was nowhere to be found. Jean-Claude Jean is still holding out hope. He's one of the last Haitians in the migrant encampment, but even his patience is wearing thin.
Me quedo por un dos tres semanas, bueno.
He says he'll only stay in Tijuana another few weeks. Then he'll cross. He's willing to accept whatever happens next. For The World, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler in Tijuana, Mexico.